Girl Rising is a powerful movie featuring young women from several countries, including Afghanistan, Cambodia, and Egypt.
Malala Yousafzai became renowned for demanding girls be given the right to education.
Shot in the head on her.
The 14-year-old Pakistan teen seriously wounded by the Taliban for being outspoken for rights to educate girls opens the movie's trailer. But this film will unfold the many young women who are facing adversity, fighting poverty, domestic slavery, and gender violence.
And these girls are examples of many girls that are the same things are occurring to them in their fight for education in their daily lives.
Marla Beyer is a junior at Buffalo Seminary. She reviewed the movie trailer of Girls Rising and is very excited to see the full film this Sunday, realizing the stark contrast of the lives of female students here in America.
I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be able to learn more about this subject because it really is the future of our world. Investing in these girls' educations, and it's just so important because here at SEM I see so many girls with so much potential. Like, who knows what other girls in these other countries have the potential to do.
This film was brought to the school's attention by Ann Wadsworth, a former trustee of Buff SEM. Gwen Ito is the school's director of marketing and public relations.
Well, we were fortunate because one of our faculty members, Doug Hopkins, who teaches history, was serving on the board for Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper with Ann Wadsworth. And through their relationship, he came to learn about this film and also her new organization, Girls Education Collaborative. So that's how we were lucky enough to get it.
And the Girls Education Collaborative is building a school for girls in an African village.
And there's an increasing need with our neighbors around the world in different countries for a place for girls to get education. And I think it's a need that transcends cultural boundaries, that it really is about every human being, girls and boys, every young mind to be able to be nurtured, because that is our future. I would agree with Marla.
For girls in other countries, just standing up and saying something is so big there because everything has just been so oppressed for them.
I will read. I will study. I will learn. Try to stop me.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
If you stop me, there will be other girls who rise up and take my place. I am change.